You are utter garbage. Useless in every fucking way. Why on earth do you think I'm with you? I have a multitude of men at my beck and call. Men who would fuck me in any way I desired and would actually manage to satisfy me. Do you have an answer yet? Of course not. Why should I expect any different? I keep you around because you let me degrade you. You let me burn you, cut you, bruise you, choke you to within an inch of your life. You have no idea what I actually dream of doing to your disgusting fucking body. I dream of tying you to the bed so tightly that the rope burns your flesh and grabbing a nice sturdy pair of pliers. I would take the mouth of those pliers and slowly tear each individual nail from your fingers and toes, savoring your screams of pain and relishing in the fact that you have so much more pain ahead of you. After the pliers, you would be greeted with a cold, sharp atomy running down your chest, the blade slowly running down your flesh and slicing it in no fewer than 12 places. Oh, fret not. You won't see the dagger again until the end. I would take my fingers and place them on both sides of your new cuts, and then slowly and firmly pull the cuts apart, pushing my finger into the wounds occasionally. Don't worry, though, it's almost over. I know I promised you wouldn't see the dagger until the final part, but that was a little fib. Retrieving the knife, I'd yank down your trousers. Surely you'd know what was coming. Oh, God, how you'd beg and beg. Oh. Placing the blade on the head of your cock, I'd make a little nick, just enough to make you beg even more. Then, while you're begging between heavy sobs, I'd start digging the blade even deeper into the head of your cock. Deeper and deeper until the tears are flowing from your eyes like rivers. The pain will be fleeting, though. In my final act of passion and madness, I would take the knife and place it firmly against your throat. With one quick swipe, I see your eyes empty of all life. You cease to be, and the only reminder of your pathetic existence would be the bloated and disgusting corpse strapped to my bed. That, my dear, is what I dream of doing to you. Don't be so afraid. It's only a fantasy. I'll see you in the morning, and I hope you have sweet dreams.